The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 8:45, quarter till 9, Sunday in the Dome. The Raiders against the Rattler. Or not, I don't know. Steve Geller joins us now, WWL Sports Director. How you doing, Steve?
Doing well, Tommy. Hope you are, too.
I am. How was Christmas for you and the fam?
Always a good time. Enjoyed the Netflix doubleheader and got to enjoy some good grub with all the family.
There you go. I saw a Facebook post of you and the dog. What kind of dog is that?
He's a mix between a beagle and a lab.
What's his name?
Rex.
Rex. Well, I got to tell you what, Steve loves his dog. You can see that on Facebook. And the dog's beard looks just like mine, which is weird.
Yeah, it's funny when you look past photos, you see like the baby growing up and obviously now looks like an older man with a beard. Just 5 years old, but yeah, a lot of gray hair for the mutt.
What the hell does that mean, older man?
Well, I got him too, so believe me.
Well, you need to get him some Just for Dog, because that Just for,
exactly
just
right.
for Men takes that gray away from me. Let's talk about the Saints and the Packers game first before we look ahead to the Raiders. Oof. That was just, you know, I love the Saints. I love everybody over there. I love us being partners with them, but that was just embarrassing. I don't know what other word to use.
No, that was a tough one, and right from the get, you know, the Packers came out and flexed their muscles and just dominated you all the way around. First opening drive, you know, got a touchdown, got the ball again, another touchdown, and from that point on, you just felt any kind of air being let out the balloon there in Green Bay, and guys having to deal with the temperatures and being on the road against one of the best teams in the NFL wasn't easy, and there was really maybe one or two plays that you can take a positive from. There wasn't a whole lot to brag about in that matchup.
Speaking of, the Rattler, is he going to start or is it going to be Jake Haener?
If it is not Derek Carr, it will be Spencer Rattler again. They're sticking with him at the starting quarterback, but obviously we're waiting to find out this week more about Derek Carr's situation. They're still not ruling him out to play against his old team on Sunday. We'll find out a little bit more today when we finally get an initial injury report. Yesterday's practice report that came out was just an estimated what they would have done at practice because there was no workout yesterday at the facility being Christmas Day. But they'll be back at it today, and we'll see if maybe Carr can at least be limited. He's cleared the concussion protocol. That's not the problem right now. It's obviously the fractured left hand. How much pain, how much can he deal with, and will the snap, you know, getting the snap from the center be able to function and grip a ball? It's just going to be curious to see how this all works out. But the black and gold are definitely banged up front, too. I don't know if Carr wants to come back.
Yeah, it's the elephant in the room. It's out there. It's political. It's got nothing to do with X's and O's or between the lines. But if Derek Carr were to start, and the Saints lose, he would be the only quarterback in NFL history to lose to all 32 teams. Does that enter
into
this?
Yeah, not a title you want.
No, not really. Does that enter into this at all, you think?
I don't think so. You know, I'm surprised the Saints have even been considering putting Carr back in, thinking about their situation right now, obviously eliminated from the playoffs. I don't expect a guy like Alvin Kamara to be in action this week, even though he still wants to come back too. But for Carr's sake, I mean, also you're dealing with last game against the Packers, the center, Eric McCoy, suffered an elbow injury. I don't think he's going to be coming back this season, although Darren Rizzi said that the center does not need surgery, so that's a positive. But the outlook for him, not so great these final two games, and a guy that won't be coming back is your left guard in Lucas Patrick, who is dealing with a knee issue. So two starting offensive linemen down for this matchup, and the O-line we know has been a big issue, so I don't know if Carr wants the chance getting hurt even further.
I think at this point you have to do what puts you in the best position for next year, and I don't see how Derek Carr playing does that. I don't see how Alvin Kamara playing does that. And I'm not saying you tank for a draft choice. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I think you do maybe take the opportunity in a real NFL game, not a preseason game, where you presume the Raiders could be doing everything they can do to win, to evaluate Spencer Rattler or Jake Haener and see, or other players at other positions, although the younger players have been playing because the Saints have been decimated by injuries, just to see what you got and make your decisions from there, right?
Yeah, for you and me, it definitely seems logical to approach it that way. And for Coach Rizzi, I know he's trying to win a job. And obviously last game wasn't really the best note for your resume. In that game, the team just looked overmatched all the way around. But for him, he wants, obviously, Carr to be in that lineup because it gives him and the team a best chance of victory. Also a guy like Alvin Kamara. But I'm with you in the fact that, you know, this season was sadly a wasted year because of all the injuries that this team had. And just at this point, you're not giving up and waving the white flag, but putting the guys out there that are fully healthy and ready to go for you. I don't see why you would risk a Carr or a Kamara for these games.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. There is, I think if there was any consideration at all, and I got nothing against a man at all. He seems like a very nice man, does Darren Rizzi. But after Monday night, there's no way that he comes back as head coach. I don't think so. You can tell me when we come back. Talking to Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. All right, 8:54, 6 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our Sports Director, Steve Geller. And let me just say this, as one of the, as we were kidding around before, graybeards around here until I get out the Just for Men. One of the enjoyable things is to see the development and growth of Steve Geller and to watch some of the younger talent come in. And Steve, you're one of the, if not the best sports director I can remember that we've had. So congratulations and kudos for that. You do a tremendous job. You really do, and I'm proud of you.
You are too kind. That Christmas bonus is getting bumped up even more for you.
No, I'm serious, man. I mean that sincerely. You know how I feel about you and the conversations we've had and so forth. Let's talk about as far as growth goes, when it comes to Darren Rizzi, and again, look, he seems like a nice man, but the only thought I had after Monday night was there's no way. He has to know after Monday night that there's no way he's a new head coach of the Saints. Who are they looking for? What are you hearing? Is there any buzz on the street?
There was some buzz during that Monday night game. Adam Schefter, ESPN's NFL insider, was reporting that the Saints had interest in Aaron Glenn, the former New Orleans Saint, and was also now the defensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions, and also former Tennessee Titans head coach and Patriots linebacker Mike Vrabel are the two names that Schefter brought up. Some of the other names that are in the mix, according to oddsmakers at least, you have Joe Brady. We know him obviously from his LSU days, also was a Saints assistant for a little bit. He's also the offensive coordinator currently for the Buffalo Bills. He's got the top odds right now at 3-1 to be the Saints' next head coach. Under that, you got Ben Johnson, the Detroit Lions offensive coordinator. And also, I mentioned, you know, Rizzi's in the mix, Aaron Glenn, Mike Vrabel, all the top odds have the top odds at least right now when you're looking at things to go in that direction. I'd be surprised, though. Wouldn't be surprised, I mean, if they look at some of, you know, some young talent that really either an offensive or defensive coordinator trying to make their way, kind of like obviously they had success back in the day with Sean Payton.
But Joe Brady, what's his name? Yeah, Joe Brady would fit that bill, would he not? I mean, he was at LSU, and then the Saints. He was the Saints quarterback, then LSU poached him, right? Then he went on, and he is a coordinator now. He's never been a head coach, has he?
No, hasn't been a head coach.
And he's offensive-minded, is he not?
Correct. Definitely would be someone that would bring you would still be looking for a defensive coordinator. I would guess, obviously, with Joe Brady on board, you're not keeping someone like Clint Kubiak. So there's definitely a lot of questions that going into the offseason on what this franchise is going to do. How many sweeping changes do they make? Because, there's so much uncertainty right now with the staff going into next year, not knowing who your head coach is. You're gonna want to be, whoever it is, bringing in your own people. So even a guy like Clint Kubiak, I don't think is safe from what could be happening with this franchise.
And talking about Aaron Glenn and Graybeard, not to talk about him specifically, I would prefer to see Joe Brady. I'm not trying to be age discriminatory here. I'd like to see, he's 35. I'd like to see some young blood brought in. But after watching the Packers game Monday night, it was hard not to have a feeling that, man, a broom needs to come in and clean out a lot of different spaces. So I guess, Steve, my question to you is how deeply is that broom likely to sweep?
Yeah, that's a big one. And a lot of folks have been calling for Mickey Loomis's head in all this madness, too, because of what they've done with the cap, how they've acquired some talent via the draft hasn't worked out. I will remind everybody, too, in this game, you didn't have Alvin Kamara. There's no Taysom Hill.
I get all that. I know.
So it's tough, but, nobody wants to hear all of that, obviously.
Steve, to be fair, you also can't rule out that you didn't have Taysom Hill, you didn't have Derek Carr, you didn't have Alvin Kamara for some early games, when you didn't have Eric McCoy when you desperately needed them early after the fast start that they got off to.
No, I know. It's just this season has been a bunch of unfortunate events for this team that has culminated into this awful ending to a year. And, I'm not sure if the team really wants to make that big of a changes with your general manager. I don't think that Rizzi's going to end up retaining that job as a head coach. Like you mentioned, it wasn't a good final interview, you could say, going into that Green Bay game. But going forward, yeah, I think you kind of have to wipe a slate pretty much clean right now.
Thank you, Steve.